I'm Davey.
I'm Misty.
DDM Plus.
Unscripted.
Unedited.
Unapologetic.
Let's get it.
Ready? Here we go. What is going on, everybody? I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And welcome to another episode of DM Watts Podcast. It is good to see you people here today. It really is. It really is. We were, what can I say? We get busy sometimes, but.
Well, no, like we said from the beginning, if we get two, fantastic.
Yeah.
If we do one, perfect. That's what we want, is at least one a week.
Yeah.
We're not putting this pressure on ourselves.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, life gets
so
life
we
gets
did
it.
One last week. It's fine.
Hey, yeah.
Everybody calm down.
Yeah, sometimes it goes to those things like, hey, we don't get paid for this, man. We just love doing this.
We do it. To entertain people.
Yeah, we just love doing
and
it.
If you're
that's
entertained,
what it boils down to.
If not, don't watch
right,
us. Don't listen.
Fine.
It's fine.
Yep. So let's talk about what is going on. You may not be able to see it, but in my lovely wife's hands, she has, well, it's not in her hands, but
like,
it's on the table.
Hands?
So
it was my glasses.
She's about to hold up a book, and she's going to tell us about it first.
Okay. Well, yep. Thanks for the introduction.
That's what it is. Oh, you got it. It's all you, baby.
Okay, so I suffer from panic attacks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's any surprise to many people.
But why are you staring at me? As you
I'm
say
just
like,
saying.
No, no,
like
I feel
if
like
they listen to us and they hear you and then they hear me.
Well, at least she's honest about
they
it.
They probably
like,
sit there and go,
she looked at me like, yeah, that's no surprise.
She suffers
like
from panic attacks. So, yeah, so I suffer from panic attacks. And really, it's only been, like, I've always had them, but they were just few and far between.
Uh-huh.
But it's only been in the last 2 years that I've really had them. And it's probably pandemic related. And so I couldn't find, they're always going, oh, journal it. Oh, you need to journal. Oh, you have a mental issue? Journal.
Journal it. Yep.
Oh, you're sad? Journal. Okay, so I have thousands of journals. I'm not going to lie. I have so many journals. And guess what? They're empty. but I like looking at them. I like paper.
Yeah.
Because that's the artist in me. But I couldn't find a journal that I liked for panic attacks. Because at some point, it just becomes a diary. And it's like, what do I write? Or you thumb through it and you have an inspirational quote.
Okay.
Or you have a scripture and you're still going, okay, this isn't helping me.
Yep.
Now I didn't know where that scripture comes from, which makes me feel like I'm bad at studying our classes. And now I've got anxiety on top of my panic.
Yep.
So I decided, in my wisdom, to design my own panic attack journal because they didn't have what I wanted. So I did, and it's published, and it's on Amazon.
Yep.
And it's called Attack the Panic.
See how that? You see how that went?
By
Attack the Panic.
N.D. Hobbs.
Yeah. So it's called Attack the Panic.
And I don't this line. Yeah, this line is because it's a proof, but it's very discreet.
Uh oh. Dropped the mic.
I did a mic drop.
Yeah, did a mic drop. Boom.
Sorry for everybody. That was really loud.
Knowledge.
Yeah. Anyways, so it's very discreet. Like the title isn't on it, and it's paperback. And the reason why I did that and it's small is because I want it to fit in your bag, your backpack, your purse.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were having a panic attack, like say in the middle of the mall, you could just stop and pull it out and write.
Yeah.
And it has prompts so that you're not like, oh my God, what do I write? No, I have put prompts in here. I've put it small so you have to focus. And it says things like five things you see.
Yeah.
You know, what time mm-hmm. is it? Five things you hear, five smells, five feelings.
Yeah.
Like just to get you out of your head and grounded and back to, because that's what I need. And if I need it, I know other people do too. There's also write three good thoughts. Was there a trigger? Like what happened to you? What were you doing right before? Did you eat something? Like all of these things. And it's 200 and something pages of the same thing.
Yeah.
It's repetition, because when I open this, I want to know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's the thing about panic. I need to know that I have repetition and safety.
I think what I like about the journal to begin with, when I first looked at it, the main thing that stood out to me about it is that the it's small. Like
it's
the lettering is small.
You gotta focus.
And why is that? That's what I told her. She was like, I look small. I was like, of course, because you're having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Something big and bold like letters in your face like that, you're like, oh, that's not helping. It sounds like so silly. Yeah, but if you're having a panic attack or anxiety or anything at the time, like, hey, there's too many people here and you're just You know what I mean? Because it's like, hey, overstimulating the senses, right? That's what all those things are. So it's like you open up your panic, your attack, the panic journal, and it's in big old font, big old letters. You're like, oh my God.
Exactly. And I personally, like, I dulled out the graphics and stuff, and I made them softer colors. Mm-hmm. But again, I wanted that repetition, and I didn't just want blank pages.
Yeah.
So you have your prompts, and then that becomes then a chronicle, and that's what it's labeled. It's called Attack the Panic, but it's a chronicle journal.
Yeah.
So that then, you know, say next month, you can look back and say, okay, how many panic attacks did I have? How did this help me?
Yeah.
What was going on? And then maybe you can find triggers, because some of my panic attacks aren't panic attacks.
Yeah.
They were actual triggers from food that Davey realized and ends up I've got some stomach issues that are causing the panic.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, oh my God, you know, what's food versus what's actual panic?
Yeah.
So that's another reason why I have this, and I just wanted to share it with everybody. And again, it's in paperback and hardback. So you can have one for your bag.
Hey, check it out on Amazon,
and
guys.
One for your home.
You know how Amazon do. They got everything, you know, they control the world. So, but
it's $24.
Yeah,
like, you're gonna spend that, or if you know somebody that has panic attacks and they need to figure out why, it's the perfect journal for them.
And trust me, she didn't do this for the money.
No,
let me tell you,
I did it because I couldn't find what I wanted.
For the money. This is not for the money, because you look at what she gets and you be like, yeah, she did not do this for the money.
I make nothing.
So
I just want to help people.
Yeah,
and
so
now that it's published and live, you know, of course I'm gonna have, you know, I'm gonna buy some and have them in my bag or ready to go.
Yeah,
so if I hear of somebody having a panic attack, I can be like, here, attack it.
Yeah, baby. That I'm gonna take my time on here to say I'm really proud of you for doing that, because
thank
that took
baby.
A lot. One, to even admit that you even have panic attacks.
Oh, I do.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, people with those things, panic attacks, just like PTSD or any other mental thing, they don't want to say it, you know, but it's like, hey, nowadays it's the average person has something.
Well, and it's crazy
because, you know,
looking at the stats of panic attacks, it says that only 11% of Americans have them. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. Then in my family, that's all 11%,
because
100% of them have panic attacks.
Yeah.
And at least 80% of people we've talked to since coming out of the pandemic have panic attacks.
Well,
they're having some form of anxiety.
Yeah. But also look at it as 11% of Americans. That 11% is 11% of the Americans that they interviewed. Could be 20 people.
Well, that's
that they
true.
Interviewed. You know,
and
what I'm
it
saying?
Also
but
could just be, it could be said backwards. It's only
11%
of people that don't have panic
attacks.
Yeah,
exactly. So,
but, you know, everybody has them.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that I want to,
really,
like
do.
I said, I want to say again, I'm really proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Give
baby.
Me a kiss for that one.
Okay.
That is
that makes it
wonderful.
All
your
that
your
was
man
all
is
worth it.
Proud.
Well,
I want you to know that.
As you know, like, I was having a really bad last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And that's, again, what sparked this whole thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's crazy that if you sit for a second and actually think of your anxiety or your panic or your mental whatever
you're going through,
your breakdown.
Yep.
And say, how can I make this constructive? And how can I take this and help other people? Then that actually helps to calm you down.
Yeah. So you guys take a look at the book. You know, like I said, it's called Attack the Panic.
Attack the Panic.
Yep.
And it doesn't say it on it again. It's very discreet. So
yeah.
If you're in the middle of a crowd or something, you can just be like, hey, I'm just writing something down real quick.
What is your name on it, baby, on the title? Is it
M.D. Hobbs. Actually, that just says
just M. Hobbs.
It was M.D. Hobbs.
So, Attack the Panic by M. Hobbs.
Go to Amazon, type in Hobbs.
Yep.
You'll find it.
Yeah, so check it out. One other thing I want to talk about before we get our question generator is, so we filmed these the day before, so today is Tuesday, the 25th of July, and I want to say that the Mega Millions is now 820 million,
I think.
Clearly, we did not win the Powerball. We're still here. So,
you don't know that.
Yeah.
We wouldn't change a thing.
We wouldn't change a thing. You'd
Except
never know.
We don't live in L.A.
Yeah.
That's they wouldn't,
you know,
have, they wouldn't
us.
Have known.
That's how you know it definitely was not. We don't live in L.A.
Yeah,
but
in LA.
Good luck to those. If you haven't won by this, when this aired, I mean, good luck on the next one. If you did win by the time this aired, Congratulations.
Would you like to invest in DM Watts podcast?
Yeah.
And no, if you did play but haven't checked your numbers, this is a reminder.
Yeah.
Check your numbers.
Check your numbers,
don't
man.
Don't open your phone in the morning and be like, oh, yeah, whatever. Nobody won. Yeah, you still might have won $4, mm-hmm. $100. You never know. Check your numbers.
Yeah, it's always $4 more than what you had.
This is now a PSA on lottery numbers.
And there you go. So, excuse me, moving along. We're going to go ahead and get to the question. The topic of today is going to be, all right, what do we got here? Let's look it up, here.
If you could live in a book, TV show, or movie, what would it be?
My
face on the microphone. So, me and the microphone are having a fight.
Yeah,
well, I think I'm giving the microphone anxiety.
I don't know. He should, the microphone should grab a copy of Attack the Panic.
It's going to get attacked by the panic in a second.
What do you get? If you could live in a book, TV show, or movie, what would it be?
Oh, Lord.
So, TV show. Because we watch so many TV shows.
We watch so many.
I mean, I'm all about that superhero series stuff. So
you are.
Yeah, so a TV show. I wouldn't want to live in no drama movie. I can't see myself living in Grey's Anatomy. I'd be like, look, all y'all need to get shit together.
Oh, my God. I
want none of y'all working on me. Y'all need to get y'all shit together.
Doctor Who.
Because, you know, every show that we say on here, we're going to tag on YouTube. So, you said Doctor Who?
Yes, always.
Okay, well, who would you be in the TV show? What would be your place in Doctor Who?
Oh, I would want to be the companion.
Okay, I was wondering if you would say that.
I want to be the companion. Mm-hmm. I don't want the responsibility of saving the world every other minute and nobody remembering or knowing. Nah.
No?
I'll just be along for the ride.
Yeah.
See the water on Mars or the diamonds in the...
And you know, Doctor Who is really, really good. I wasn't even thinking about that one. But Doctor Who, especially since I've watched it with you, Doctor Who is pretty damn amazing.
If I'm going for like fantasy, it's going to be Doctor Who. If I'm going for like an everyday life thing, Three's Company.
Three's Company. Why?
Well, because they were really great friends and Jack Tripper made the best food. Yeah. Like, he was always cooking.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, that apartment had great furniture and wonderful ferns. And I can't keep a fern alive for anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, Janet always had the flower shop.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, it was Southern California. It'd be fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
Three's Company.
I think mine would be a TV show. What is that one that we watched, the barbecue show? Where they had that
Pitmasters?
Pitmasters, I think is what it was called. Yeah, say what you want. Let me tell you something. They all
you
get together.
You want to live in Pitmasters?
Like, I mean,
you just want to be
a judge.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
as a judge.
Judge.
I ain't going to be the one over there slaving over the things, trying to think of ideas. I'd be like, yeah. So
I'd be good at a cooking show.
How are you on every season?
Right?
Look, man, anybody got time for your questions? You going to show me the food or what? Like, what are you doing? Like, I saw you with the honey and you threw sand on it and all this other shit. Like, what was you doing with it? Like, hey, let me see the masterpiece that you come up with. I mean, these guys come with some crazy stuff. Damn, see if y'all ain't seen Pitmasters on Netflix. It's crazy. They was like, look, so you got to get a whole hog and cook it in the ground. Cook it in the ground. What? I was going to throw it a grill. It was like, cook it in the ground. And you got to come, not just cook it in the ground, you got to figure it out. You got to make your own grill in the ground.
Yeah.
And that shit was amazing. Them guys, these guys, remember that they threw it together?
Yeah.
I could have been a judge on that. I'd be like, hey, man, this shit look garlicky and grassy and, you know, whatever.
Pitmasters.
I'd be your pitmasters. As far as, you know, any other sci-fi, I would, like what you were saying, I would go to Orville.
Oh, that's Orville. A good show.
How
can you not?
Yeah, the Orville. I mean, the guy.
Would you want to be?
Huh?
Would you want to be somebody on there or just your own person?
Yeah, I think I want to be my own character because every one of those guys that are on the Orville, they have their own personality.
Yeah,
so I would literally like to be a guy like they, I don't know, like if they went to a planet that was all hood. You know what I'm saying? It was like, look, hey, so this planet that we going to, I'm just because it's just like Star Trek. Though. You notice this Star Trek?
They
never went to a planet that was hood on Star Trek?
Well,
I mean, I'm just saying, like if the Orville randomly jumped up, like, if you ever like, hey, we're going on this planet, anybody got on blue,
planet
take that off.
Ghetto 6-9.
I'm saying, it's like, if you got on blue or red, get into a new uniform.
Ghetto 6-9.
I'm just saying, see? You go into a planet called Ghetto 6ix9ine. Kind of shit is that? We're going to this planet called Ghetto 6ix9ine. Look, it's like, hey, we need to bring our tasers. No, everybody grab the Glocks, and then we need y'all get the shotguns. But no, we get these, you know, the futuristic tasers. No, listen to what I'm telling you. I need you to grab the Glocks, you to grab the shotguns, you get Uzi. Did you say Uzi? Sure did. This is the planet we going to. Dress the part. You got on red and blue, take it off. Everybody getting yellow. That's where we going.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Armed with spray paint? Like, saying, what?
You never know. Like, bro, we got to fit in with the local community. Everybody got their Air Force Ones? Let's go. Let's go do this. We finna go meet and welcome people to the galaxy, to the Federation. I'm just saying that's how it is. Okay, maybe it wouldn't work out for me. But that's TV show. Okay, what about book?
That's what I've been thinking about.
You've been thinking about books? You read a lot of books. You read a lot of books. I tell you one book I wouldn't be in.
What?
The Bible. Nope. Don't want to be
right?
In
it. Right? I'm good.
I'm dead. No.
Thanks.
If you can live in a book, if you read the Bible, you're like, you know, I'm glad I wasn't around during these times. Like, that's.
Well, and like I was saying to you the other day, reading the Bible, like what we have to do for school. And reading it like we have to read it, which is logically and like it's not so much for spirit as it is for information. It becomes like reading the never ending story. Like you get so glossed over when you're reading it that it's just like, wait,
because it gets
and it's
good
happening
stuff.
Right now.
It got some
and
good
it's
stuff.
Like,
it got
oh
some
my
terrible
God.
Stuff too. Yeah.
Yeah. No. So yeah. No, I wouldn't want to be in the Bible. But Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh,
again,
you know you. Yeah, you
I love Hitchhikers.
I mean, do you want to change it? Wait, no, that was a movie, so we haven't got it yet. So, I was gonna say, do you want to change the TV show? But then again, that was a movie, though.
Yeah.
So Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes, and I would want to be Trillian. I wouldn't. That would. I want to be her. Always
I've
did.
Never
since
I've
I was
never
12.
Read it.
Yeah.
Never read the book. Never
Trillian's
seen the movie.
Awesome.
And for those who sitting here listening, just heard me saying, they're like, "What? Yes." I've never seen the movie.
Two to the power of one
I've
against
never seen
falling.
The movie at all. I'm like, I don't know.
Three to the power of
I mean,
five,
I'm just
six,
saying.
Nine. Damn, you're fine and falling. I'm some, on your ghetto planet.
Yeah, I, apparently so. Apparently so.
Computer. Play Ying Yang Twins.
Yeah. I mean, and think about it. Everybody had to figure out, hey, what is this music? Look, man, it's what the planet we going.
It's the sound of their people.
Yeah, exactly. The sound
it's
of
the ghetto people.
Yeah, what are what is
what would
what,
you call
is
them?
He saying yes? No. You have to say it like they say, yeah.
Oh, that's Lord. As everybody's ears just busted around the world.
You gotta say it like they say what? You gotta say it like they
instead
say
of the whole dun 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 it would be like beatboxing.
Mm. Yep, that's what I was saying. I mean, my favorite book.
Yeah, what would be your book?
My book, man. So what is the name of the book that we interviewed the author on?
You remember Josh. That?
Yeah.
Such a good book.
Such a good book. He's actually a local resident here in Kansas. Man, I can't remember the name of the book.
And I just.
I cannot remember. We were just talking.
I literally just picked it up.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the book.
And I can see the cover. It
yeah,
has
a
shoe on it.
It has a
heel.
Oh, on
Josh,
it.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
This is no
dude.
Reflection of your book. It's
whatsoever.
It's a reflection of our brain.
I would literally go and I would literally do. You know what?
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Now that I think about it, you know the type of book I'd want to live in?
What?
It'd be the Choose Your Own Adventure books. You think about it. It'd be a Choose Your Own Adventure book. It'd be one of them ones where it's like.
You would.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of them ones where it's like, okay, look, if you make this decision, go to this page.
There you go. A Walk Through Dimensions.
A Walk Through Dimensions. That's the name
it's
of that book.
It's such a good book.
Yeah, A Walk Through Dimensions. If you haven't read it, you're missing out.
Oh, my God. The main character is so amazing.
Yeah.
You guys
got
to get this
it's
book.
It's got everything.
A Walk Through Dimensions. We're going to have to put a link on here.
Yeah, time travel.
It is such a fun book. Yeah. And it's a perfect summer read.
It is. It has everything. It has time travel.
If you guys
suspense.
Are if you guys are like on a plane or whatever getting ready, pick up this book because it is so not your norm.
Yeah.
It is so great.
It's called A Walk Through Dimensions. And it's a local author right here in Kansas. I'm here to tell you, this guy he's very talented, and I can't believe people didn't pick it up. It's really good.
Y'all are sleeping on this book.
Yeah, it's called A Walk Through Dimensions. Check him out. But yeah, like I was saying, if it was a book for me, it'd be a Choose Your Own Adventure book, though. Because then it's like you get a choice. You're about to make a choice. It's like, hey, if you choose this, go to this page.
Yeah,
you choose
see,
this.
See, we're having
page.
Microphone issues. Like, it's I don't know. The microphones are falling. They're going limp.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Don't read into that, everybody. Just say it.
It's no reflection off the user.
Yeah, I'm just saying. All right, cool.
Okay, movie.
But movie. Oh, man. It's a tough one because I just saw Flash. And a lot of people was hating on this movie. But I was like, look, I would be the Flash. I'd be the Flash. Because you know why? First of all, I wouldn't run like that. I changed the run up immediately. I'm like, I'm not running like that. But that's how the Flash runs. No, that's how your Flash runs. I run different. You know what I'm saying? I would pimp very fast. Pimp walk very fast.
Oh, God.
Like, seriously. I have a cane.
I was about to say, would you have a cane?
I'd have a cane and a Kangol hat.
Lightning on it?
Yeah, I have a cane with a Kangol hat. And, like, instead of, like, lightning all around me and stuff like that, be like, what?
What would you have? No, I'm very curious about this.
I mean, I'm just saying. It's like, hey.
And so instead of lightning.
Instead of lightning, I'd be running, and it would just be like light. It wouldn't be like lightning. It'd be like just light. And they'd be like, man, who is this dude? They know it's me because it'd be, at the same time, it'd be like black and gold.
Flash.
Light. Yeah.
Damn
like,
right.
Damn right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what it is.
Shut
I wouldn't have
mouth.
Lightning. I'd have a theme song. Flash. Damn right.
Oh, no.
See, it's like, I'm just saying, it's like, Flash, come save us. Slow down. Here I come. And then I pimp walk with the cane, but it'd be the same thing with him with the lightning behind him. And so I'd be so fast pimp walking. They'd be like, hey, this brother's slowly moving fast. See what I'm saying? Think about that. Yeah, think about that. He is slowly moving extremely quick. Yeah. Yeah. Flash. Oh. So keep that. I realized I was Flash Gordon. I'm talking about.
I know, because Flash. I did it. That's why you said Flash. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if I was in Flash, I would have changed it up a bit. Like, you know how he got the lit.
With a
red suit.
Slow, fast pimp.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, first of all, my suit would be like, it would change colors on their ass. Like, they wouldn't even know. I saw a red. Wait, what was it? Blue? Who is that guy in the black? They wouldn't even know. They'd be like, hey, this dude is crazy with it. You know what I'm saying?
Shut your mouth.
Yeah. And then, like, I would help people and stuff, but like my villains would never want to face me because I'd always pin slap them. Always. Hey, you better hope Flash don't show up. Like there's no huge scene that happens. It's one hit.
I feel like your Flash would be a cross between Pootie Tang.
Yeah.
And
Who else?
What was his name?
Black Dynamite?
No.
Who?
I mean, you could have a little black.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I just, look, that's just me. That's how I would have done it. What did he do?
He was on TV. I want to say Hush Puppy. It's not it.
No, yeah. I
don't know. Appreciate,
okay.
It's one of the characters I can't think of from 70s TV.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if it was a movie, that's how I would do it. Like, if I was Flash, they'd be scared of me. They was like, look, bro, this dude flies in, slaps the shit out of you one time.
One time.
With, like, you don't even know what happened. You feel the wind, and then your face hurt like a motherfucker. And then the money, you didn't put the money down because your face hurt. And he just standing there with his cane, looking at you with some shades on and a Kango hat. Like, hey, what you trying to do, bro? And then your face hurt.
Okay.
I think that, I personally feel like that'd be a great movie. That'd be great. Y'all go ahead and hit me up. Right. You got a writer's strike going on. If you're trying to look for good ideas, this is where you need to be. That's what I'm saying. You need good ideas.
Your microphone died on that
one.
Your
microphone was like, bro, you need to stop. I'm like, hey, whatever, man. I mean, whatever. All right, okay, movie. What about you?
Oh. There's so many. There's so many.
She don't want to do Flash?
No.
I mean, I'm just saying, I feel like it was a good idea.
I appreciate you wanting to share.
I'm feel like it's a good idea. Like, somebody hit up Netflix, Hulu, Amazon. Hey. I'm available for ideas. That's what you're trying to do.
No, I think right off the top of my head, you know, give me any John Hughes film. Like, I don't know, Breakfast Club would have been fun.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters would be great.
Yeah, nah. I wouldn't have been to Ghostbusters.
Beetlejuice mixes all of my favorite things, like a small New England town and ghosts. I love that.
Yeah, yeah, see. We would have
be good at Beetlejuice.
There's a part two.
I know, I can't wait.
Yeah, there's a part two happening right now, being filmed right now.
That'd be great.
And you know that they're plagued with problems?
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
You saw that? They're being played
like,
with.
They keep getting shit stolen.
Yeah, people keep coming trying to steal stuff
off
the
set. Can you blame them? It's like everybody's childhood.
I literally cannot blame them. Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice
like,
is everything.
Come on, man. Was it the Nutter Bar or Zucker? Zucker. Is that what it was?
Zucker. Ah, damn
but
it.
But see, all right, look, Beetlejuice is when he tries to tempt the fly so he can eat the fly. He pulled out a candy bar. I think it was called a Zucket bar, whatever. Zugert. Okay, clearly I'm destroying the name of this candy bar. I am so sorry.
I'm looking it up. We have Google. We have the technology. It's a Zagnut.
Zagnut. That's
how,
what I said.
How horrible are we?
Not bad. Zagnut had...
You want a Zagnut?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Yep, that's exactly what he said. And yep, he threw this Zagnut and ate the fly. So
Apparently, a Zagnut is a toasty, crunchy, coconutty candy that was introduced in the 1930s.
Whoa. Beetlejuice came out in the 90s?
Oh, and it's a Hershey's. Continues to produce the Zagnut bar using the same ingredients and original logo from 1930. We're going to have to get one.
Yeah. Amazon. You know what that is, Amazon. Get it from there. That's the only place you're going to be able to find that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, let me ask you, same question to you, would you be your own character in Beetlejuice, or would you be one of the characters in Beetlejuice?
Oh, that's...
Would you insert yourself, or would you be like, hey, I would have been, you know, the wife or the...
Oh, that's super hard.
Yeah, because, I mean, them as ghosts were pretty good. They did a good job.
They were great.
That was Alec Baldwin, and I don't know her name.
Gina Davis,
yeah. I'm sorry, Gina Davis.
I think I would be Lydia. I think I would have been a good Lydia. But here's the thing. Now, I could have been the stepmom, too.
Really?
I could the artist stepmom with the horrible sculptures. Yeah, I could have been her.
She was so. But she was just mean,
but
though.
By the end, no, she wasn't.
Well, no, my bad. That was the brother that was mean.
Otho?
Yeah.
That was like her designer.
Yeah,
friend or whatever.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
But I mean, honestly, the other day I was going through Pinterest and I saw that Mauve was back and I texted my sister and I was like, it's Mauve. Everything is Mauve.
What? Okay.
And Validian.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out.
It's part of Beetlejuice where they're going through the house and it's just, you know. Another Mauve room.
Oh.
Another French blue.
Okay,
but what did they mean
by that when they said Mauve?
It's a color. It's like a rose, dusty, brownish pink.
Huh.
And everything was just Mauve. And then they opened the closet. Deliver me from L.L. Bean.
Huh.
So, yeah, it was just. I always throw Beetlejuice quotes out there.
Yeah. If y'all haven't seen Beetlejuice 2, you'll be confused. But see Beetlejuice. Trust me.
I was trying to think of another movie, too.
Yeah,
there's
you know
so
what movie we would
movies.
Never be in? We couldn't do?
What?
Avatar.
Oh, Lord.
First of all, you're blue. Then yeah. What are they like 7 feet tall or something like that?
Yeah, I think they're taller than that.
I ain't never seen no animals like that. The stuff that they fighting with spears and shit. Look. I'm going to need something a little bit more than that.
I can't, honestly, though, I can't wait to see the next one.
Oh, yeah. The next one's going to be great. Another 3-hour long one, but it's going to be
elemental. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
But Indiana Jones? I'd love to be in an Indiana Jones movie. Because I wanted to be an archaeologist when I was little.
I'd be in Indiana Jones at the end when he's safe from all of it. And I'd be like, oh, Indy, you get it. Because he'd be like, have you been here this whole time? Yeah. Yeah, I saw it all
like,
happen.
Like, you don't want to be in a James Bond movie.
You're
always picking up the dog and going, so Mrs. Hobbs.
Yeah.
He always plays the villain. Like at home, he plays the villain of James Bond.
Yeah.
He picks up Pumpkin the cat and he's like, so Misty.
Yep.
And he's stroking the cat and I'm like, dude, what?
It was like a great part in Bond. I mean, I could have been a good villain in Bond. I definitely would have killed him.
What's the whole thing that you say though?
What?
What do you say?
I do that one where. Bond is like, you expect me to talk? I'm like, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Yes, that's what I'm like. I just said, can I have a cup of coffee too?
Yeah.
Can I wake up first?
Hey, I mean, hey, it's what it is, man. I can't say it. I got my one-liners in also. But it is what it is, man. But you got any other ones, baby?
Oh, there's loads.
Yeah,
like,
there's loads.
I mean,
we'll probably figure them out once we get off here. We should have said this.
But I mean, as you're, you know, when you're a kid, you pretend to be and stuff. Like we used to play Greatest American Hero. My brother would like, you know.
That was Robin Williams, wasn't it?
Nope.
That wasn't Greatest American Hero?
No, that was Mork.
That's what his name was, Mork. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Who was Greatest American Hero?
I don't remember his name.
Okay, all right.
But, like, Gene would climb up on cars and jump off and, you know, would fly around. And
yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just like, I mean, it's like any kid playing Superman or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, those are the ones that, I feel like those are obvious. Like, of course, everybody would want to be in, like, Superman or, you know, one of the superhero ones. I mean, don't get me wrong. I chose Flash.
I don't know. Lois gets a hell of a bad rap. Like, I mean, she goes through some shit. I wouldn't want to be, you know,
I don't
Superman.
Understand why he's still with us. Like, man, you ain't done nothing but cause me so much trouble.
Him.
Lois. I if I was him, I'd be like, look, chick, you always getting captured. Always get captured. Then I got to roll through like what y'all doing, bro. Let my girl go. These motherfuckers be having kryptonite and shooting at me and shit all the time. All because you, ooh, I got to get the latest scoop. Bitch, sit your ass down and get some scoop of ice cream. That's all you need. You don't need nothing else. But I be sitting here with all these trouble. I mean, that's if it was me. If I was Superman. But I ain't in that world. So they'd make a great couple.
He also has a split personality that he won't reveal.
Ooh, Superman?
Yeah.
It's secret identity. That's not a split personality.
The hell it's not.
It's not.
One
he puts
day
on
he's
glasses
a geek,
and takes them off.
He's a nerd that fumbles and is clumsy. That's a whole ass personality. That's not even like, oh, I can't let everybody know that I can fly. No, I'm going to go into this Clark character and not be able to do anything but be a bumbling idiot.
Yeah. No, the person with personality disorder is Batman. Batman,
no,
he doesn't. Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
How does
he have a person? He doesn't have a personality disorder. He is just as dark and brooding without the mask that he is when he's got the mask on.
No, when he's Bruce Wayne, he's that playboy, you know, funny, sarcastic playboy.
I see him as dark.
Yeah,
I see dark humor.
But when he puts on that mask, okay, clearly we went way left with this. But it's like. You guys get what we're saying.
Us? No. Go dark and then get into a comic book.
In other words, I just hit myself in the fucking tooth with Mike. So we're going to pretend like that.
Mike's attacked.
Man, that loud ass thump. I know y'all heard it. That was my tooth.
We are being just under attack today. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine. I was just saying, it just hit me with like tooth. That little tooth that y'all heard was my tooth. So, yeah, it makes a noise too.
I'm kind of scared.
Nah, we
it's kind of
right.
A Beetlejuice moment.
I know, right? Like, what's going on in here? Maybe it's the heat from the lights.
If I start singing Deo, man, run, Davey, run.
Yeah. Well, we were on that note. We will go ahead and say that it's probably time to get up out of
maybe,
here.
Maybe it is. Maybe well, we should go ahead and save the studio.
Well, we said the show, the movie, and the book. The book. If you could be any one out of one of them, which one would be your favorite one and which one would you want to be in, why and what, and all that other good stuff. Mm-hmm. So, look, thank you guys for coming into another episode of DM Watch Podcast. Get on Amazon. Show the book again, baby.
Sorry.
Get on Amazon.
I was singing Flash Pimp.
It's called Attack the Panic. For
Attack
people
the panic.
Who have panic attacks, any other stress things, trust me. So really, it's a planner. Trust me, you'll like it. Take a look at it. Amazon, you can find it on there.
Written
by my baby. So, I tell you what, thank you guys once again for tuning in. We really appreciate it. And signing off for DM Watch Podcast, I am Davey.
I am Nikki.
And we are DM Watch. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Hopefully, another movie.
Yeah, we will. Check your tickets, people.
Yeah, check your tickets. We'll see you guys later.